I always joke, man, it seemed like just the whole world just slows down once, you know, you just get the ball in your hands, you know. Being a defensive back, being a defensive player, you primarily don't get to touch the ball, you know. A couple of pass break up here, but when you're able to get your hands on the ball, man, it's just a surreal feeling.
Breeze takes the snap. Back to pass. He got hit as he throws. It's up high, and it's picked off. Gibson's got it at the 50, at the 40, at the 30, at the 20. He is gone. Touchdown to Sean Gibson.
It felt like just everything slowed down that game when I got that pick six. And anytime you get your hands on the ball as a defensive back, I mean, we pride ourselves on, you want to get as many interceptions as you can. So try to put the offense in the best situation as possible. So I think that's what we all striving for. We want to be the best secondary in the National Football League. So it's just like when a ball in the air, we look at it as our ball. And I definitely feel like I'm a ball hawk. And every time I see the ball, I want to get the ball. So it's an exciting feeling. It's pretty cool, man. It never gets old, I can tell you that.
And it is picked off. The Browns get it again at the 30-yard line. By golly, he's got his second of the game. It's Tashaun Gibson.
I mean, everybody can see that this team, this organization, that something just clicked. When you look at, man, just the fire and just the desire that this team, it's the willingness. It's the confidence that these guys just show on the field, walking around, you know, it's just an aura about the Cleveland Browns. We don't want to say, hey, it's the same old Browns. And I think that's what Coach Pett came in here, and that was the main thing. He definitely brought that confidence. You know, when you have the general, the leader of this team, Coach Pett, you know, he have that aura about himself when he walk in the room. You know, not a man of many words, don't smile a lot, but he get the job done. And I can respect a guy like that. And it makes me want to follow his lead. And the other 52 guys on the team definitely want to follow his lead. And I think that shows that we trust in Coach Pett and his philosophies, and it's going out there and it's working. And I think that's why we're having success.
He got hit as he threw. Ball up in the air. It's going to be picked off. Gibson's got it. Tashaun Gibson did it.
I truly tell a lot of guys, you know, I had the opportunity to speak to a lot of the undrafted guys this year, but like I told them last year, and my message will be to them for every year, that, you know, just be consistent, you know, and definitely you got to stay humble and understand that your role and your position. I think that every guy can come here and think they're going to get the same treatment as a Joe Hayden, you know, because it's unrealistic. You got to come in here from the ground up. And I think that we have so many undrafted guys who made the squad this year, and this impact and impactful this year because for the simple fact that they came in and they earned their stripes. You know, they didn't come in here with the attitude that, you know, they thought they was better than where they were drafted or not drafted per se. They came here and they worked for it. And I think that that's when it makes you want to strive harder. And I think that any time that you give an opportunity to even be able to be in a further your career in the National Football League, take advantage of every opportunity and never make the same mistakes twice. And that was one of the biggest things that I tried to pride myself on, man. And, you know, everything else you leave in God's hand.
He throws long and deep for Rivera. It's picked off. Gibson's got it at the 30. To the middle of the field at the 35. He's to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50. And they finally drag him down. Gibson does it again.
You know, any time that you can come back home in front of the home crowd is definitely huge. I think that our home crowd has been second to none in the National Football League. Anytime we have the support, I think the fans are rising high. And, you know, you just want to feed off that momentum, feed off that energy that they're going to bring, the first energy. No team, and like I say, as cliche as it may sound, it's any given Sunday. Any given team can beat you no matter the record, no matter the outcome. And I think that you can't come in here and take any team lightly. I think every team got guys who can make plays, and that's what in the National Football League for, they wouldn't be here. So definitely have a great deal of respect for those guys. You know, it's a storied franchise, as we all know. So, I mean, they got good guys. They got good players that can go on any other team and make plays and be impact players. So we don't want to look ahead. Definitely want to come out with our best game, put our best game forward. And anytime, like I said, you could come here and play in front of the dog pound, man. It's, you know, it's crazy. And the atmosphere is crazy. Once we get the thing rolling, you know, like Pittsburgh seen firsthand, it could get pretty crazy here.